Hello, guys, and welcome to the Jukebox. This is Zach Marullo, and this is the Jukebox, as I just said. Centennial College's only all-request radio station. Now, today, I may not have as many listeners as usual. Why? Because it's exam time, and it's Christmas, but mostly the first at the moment. Many people at the college here are studying for exams, they're worrying about exams, or they're working on final projects, whatever. I'm not penalizing them, I'm not making fun of them, or whatever. I personally have one more exam to go. One more, guys, and then I'm done. Unfortunately, I will not be continuing the show during my free time over Christmas break. Why? Because I need money. I need to work, I need to get some cash so I can actually survive in the school. But, anyways, so today's show, we've got a good lineup for you guys. We've got some classic rock to start off with, then we've got some more modern stuff, some pop, some rap, well, not much rap. Then we're going to get into some of our holiday songs to commemorate the holidays, since I will not be doing any shows over the two-week break that we have. But I will be back after that for the rest of the year. But we do need a break once in a while. I know it's only the third show, but I've also been helping Eric Terry with his show, Where the Wind Blows. So, we need a break once in a while. He can continue his show, good for him. I'll call in a couple times, but for the most part, we need a break. Exams are stressful, they're tough, whatever. Whatever your excuse wants to be. So, first off, we're going to play some classic rock for you. We've got Ride the Wind by Poison that we're going to start you off with, followed by Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, which was requested by Diana for her husband Leo. And then we've got It's My Life by Bon Jovi. I think that was a request earlier. Let me just take a quick look on Facebook. Sorry if this is taking a while, but let's see, I had it here. Ah, here we go, by Angela. She requested It's My Life by Bon Jovi. Sorry about that. Anyways, yeah, like I said, we're going to kick that off. First off, we have Ride the Wind by Poison. Enjoy, guys.
Like something never saw before, their jaws dropping to the floor. song for the broken hearted.
Awesome. So, welcome back to the Jukebox. That was, in that order, Ride the Wind by Poison, followed by Sunday, Bloody Sunday by U2, which was requested by Diana for her husband Leo, and then that last song was It's My Life by Bon Jovi, requested by Angela. All three awesome songs, but my favorite personally is It's My Life by Bon Jovi. It's a classic, just Bon Jovi's awesome. If you don't agree with that, that's your opinion, but something's wrong with you. Anyways, this next song is actually inspired by a story by an event that happened earlier this week. So, me, Mr. Eric Terry from Where the Wind Blows, and Aaron, a kind of guest that was on his show a couple of weeks ago, were in the car heading back to school from lunch when we heard a car commercial on the way there. And in this car commercial, it starts off with a Spice Girls song. All of a sudden, as the commercial turns on, Aaron screams, "Oh my god, I love this song!" And then we found out that it was only a commercial and that we weren't going to hear the whole song, but only a small clip, and she got mad. So then she said to me, Zach, you have to play this on your show. I am requesting this. So here we go. This next song is Wanna Be by Spice Girls for Aaron. Hope you guys like this song too, because, well, it's kind of self-explanatory. But here it is.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V. You doesn't come for free, she's a real lady.
And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine it all around. Slam your body down and whine it all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy.
Now, if that's a blast from the past, I don't know what was. That was Wanna Be by the Spice Girls, requested by Aaron. So, these next two songs, I'm going to commemorate to the New Year's. They were pretty famous songs back in 2009 as well as 2010. And I just thought that since we're going to be doing holiday songs in just a little bit, that I would do something for New Year's as well. Because no matter what religion, no matter what country, you celebrate New Year's. Everybody does. So the next songs are I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, followed by Fire Burning. But actually first, I've just been notified on Facebook of something that I should probably bring up beforehand. Like I said earlier, it is exam time. Everybody is stressing. And earlier in Where the Wind Blows, I mentioned how different people have different ways of coping with exams, as well as what some people plan to do to try and stall exams. It's not the best idea, but some people think it is, and then they get caught by doing stupid crap. So what I want to know is, do you guys have any funny exam experiences? Like, for me, we've had a couple of really ridiculous exams. One was that we actually had today, an exam where it was worth 25% of our final grade, but it was only 25 multiple choice questions. Yeah, each question was 1% of our final grade. That's ridiculous. I just think that's pretty stupid. Easy as it may have been, It wasn't. The questions were ridiculous. It was all confusing. I really hope the teacher is listening right now, because that was a ridiculous exam. Please make it a little easier for next time if you're going to make it like 25% and 25 multiple choice questions. Another exam we had was our English exam. The teachers said, oh, this is going to be so hard. A lot of you are not going to fail. I'm quoting a teacher right now that some of you may know, some of you may not know. I'm not going to say his name because he might be listening. But anyways, they had an exam and the teacher literally said to some of his students, my friends, that there is no point in you writing this exam. You are going to fail this course anyways. And my friends have fairly decent marks. Now, a 60 may not be a fairly decent mark to some of you parents out there, but it is still a pass, in our eyes at least. But for a teacher to actually say to a student, there is no point for you writing this exam, you're going to fail, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. But I want to know what you guys think, so I want you guys to go on Facebook and tell me what you think of those two stories, as well as any exam stories you guys might have that you want to share, whether you're in college or high school right now at the moment, or if that era is long past you and you're in the workforce. I want to hear your stories. If you guys want, I will tell them on the air. If not, don't say anything. That's all I can say. But yeah, I'm getting back on track. These next two songs are to commemorate the New Year's. First off, we have I Got a Feelin' by the Black Eyed Peas, followed by Fire Burning by Sean Kingston. Enjoy, guys.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like a,
oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And
do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop.
Sun in the south of Spain got me soon as I walked through the door. Oh, my pockets started tickling. The way she dropped it, low that thing got me wanna spend my money on her. She get it popping like it, dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. Oh, I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire, cool like fire.
Somebody call me.
So the boys want more.
What a boy, let's go. My damn, let's go.
Let's go. Hey. Papela can drop in that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. Now take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty, it's cool like the fire. Cool like fire. Somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor.
Okay, that was an awesome dance mix. That was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, followed by Fire Burning by Sean Kingston. Awesome little fade in between the songs, little mashup. If only I could take credit for it. Unfortunately, no, I have to give credit to, what album was that? That was Much Dance 2010. I give credit to them for the awesome editing. Give me a couple of years, guys, and I'll be able to do stuff like that to make this a professional show, as if it isn't already. Eh, but I'm too modest. Anyways, so now we're going to start off with our little our holidays portion of the show. Yeah, no, woo! Excuse me as I do some technical stuff over here. It's hard doing a show all on your own. He's got it easy. He's got a co-host, and then he's got me who comes in about every week. So, as I was saying before those two songs, it is exam time, people. Everybody's stressing one way or another. We've got high school students listening. We've got college and university students listening. And then we've got adults who have already gone through all this crap. You're lucky. Well, not so much. You've already gone through it. But now you don't have to deal with it anymore. We still have to deal with it. But like I was saying, I want to hear your funny stories. Like any exam mishaps or whatever. Right here, right now we have Diana. Yeah, I requested a song for her earlier. One story she has is that during one of her exams, they were writing in a gymnasium. Yeah, back when they did that, they had so many students in a course that they're like, you know what, we'll just put everybody in the gym to write the exam. So they were writing their exam, and some random kid runs in with wearing a gorilla mask, running around down the aisles of desks, yelling, "I'm a crazy monkey! Ah!" Cardinal Newman, circa 1998. Yeah, that's a funny story. That's honestly hilarious. If I was writing an exam and some random guy came in wearing a gorilla mask and started screaming, "Ah!" I'd laugh too. any of people out there who were there during the time, I'm not sure who would be besides Diana, but any of you who were there, please tell me. I want to know how many other people witnessed this. This is hilarious. Or anybody else who has another story. One other story that I was given to. This person wants to remain anonymous. Okay, whatever. Don't know why you put it on Facebook. But this other person states that during one of their tests, not so much an exam, but they were writing a test, and one of their classmates who was late for the test walks in with a helium balloon in his hand, sucks it in just before he walks through the door, opens the door, and starts saying hi to everybody in a squeaky voice. The teacher gave him the dirtiest death glare, according to my source. The teacher gave him the dirtiest death glare. The kid's like, "Okay, I'll see you guys later," and leaves. And then apparently, according to some of my friends, he went around to a bunch of the other classes. Did the same thing, try to get a rise from all of his friends. That's pretty funny. Kind of stupid and immature. I mean, a helium balloon. But it's still funny. Really. Anyways, now is the portion of our song where we get into our holiday songs. Aww. So right now we have a request here. The song was actually played earlier, about an hour ago, on E.T.'s show Where the Wind Blows. It is, I got a request from Dan saying he would like to hear AC/DC's Mistress for Christmas. And I could not resist. I heard the song, I heard the title, and I honestly just wanted to, I said yes. It was the last song, it was like a last minute request, but I had to. So, any of you guys out there who agree with the term, like, no matter if you have a girlfriend or not, like, even if she's sitting right there next to you, if you guys agree with the statement, I want a mistress for Christmas, and you know this song, sing along. I know I'll be doing it here in the studio. I'll be doing it down in the hallway. I will be singing this song. I dare you guys out there, all of you guys who want a mistress for Christmas, sing it out loud with me. It is AC/DC, Mistress for Christmas.
Time, lots of dough, slipping a pie,
So how many of you were singing along? Welcome back to the Jukebox, if you guys haven't been listening earlier. Today is our kind of Christmas episode, since we won't be doing any songs over the holidays. Yeah, I know, I'm sad too. I wish I could, but I'm probably going to have early mornings working. I don't need late nights doing a radio show either. It just wouldn't be nice, especially after exams. I want to relax. It's bad enough that I'm going to be working. Yeah, my boss is kind of listening right now. But hey, you can't disagree that after writing exams in college, no matter what year you are, what semester, you want a break. Everybody wants that. After hard work, studying, memorizing, crap, you need just some time to chill. That's all I gotta say. So, as I was also saying earlier, we have a discussion. We're having a kind of discussion right now. Well, it's more of a rant because I don't have any co-hosts to discuss with. Santa still needs to get me a co-host for Christmas. didn't get one for my birthday. Need one for Christmas. So, yeah, like I was saying, our discussion right now is funny exam stories. What are your hilarious stories that you've either done or you've witnessed or even heard about? Like, you don't even need to have been a part of it. Something you've heard that is hilarious during exams, like someone barging in with helium in his voice. Okay, so right now we have Joe saying, this is what he says. This is his funniest story. U of T Scarborough campus for Centennial. There's a pub that overlooked the gym where the exams were being held. Many people would leave the exam early to go and have a beer. There was nothing worse back then than looking up and seeing your friends hoisting a beer to you while you were trying to finish a calculus exam. Amen to that. That would piss me off too. Being there, writing an exam, being frustrated, being all worried and everything, like, okay, what's this question? What do I do here? What do I do here? You look up and you see your friends. They're all drinking because they're done their exams. And you're just thinking to yourself, man, I'm going to kick their butts later. But yeah, funny story. So I want to hear what other stories you guys have. Send them in quickly, please. I don't have that much time left, even though I have lots more songs to play. I'm going to have to cut some, unfortunately. It's 9:15. I need to get a move on, you know? So next up, we have some songs by the Bare Naked Ladies. I might have to pick and choose which ones I actually play. I'm actually at a halfway point, but I only have 15 minutes left. What am I going to do? I have to figure out what I'm going to play. So I think I'm just going to skip this first song, and I'm just going to go straight to Green Christmas by Bare Naked Ladies, followed by Elf's Lament, also by Bare Naked Ladies, featuring Michael Bublé, for the holiday theme that we have going this episode. Enjoy.
The streets are filled with Christmas. At least it's only once a year. Perfect parcels tied with perfect bows, and carols ringing in my ear. Bundled up against the cold, lines wherever gifts are sold. Each shop window displays a Christmas scene for everybody young and old. Icicles on eaves troughs and tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me. Couples skating on the pond, making angels on the lawn. Five red mittens drying on the rad, and needles shedding tannenbaum. Red bows on the railing, snowflakes on the ground, but it's a green Christmas in this town. Green, 'cause of everything I miss. All this mistletoe, no kiss. And with every Christmas wish, there would be no greater gift. burglars are at my door. Don't wanna hear them anymore.
Stockings on the mantle, snow's here every day, but it's a green Christmas anyway. Red nose on the reindeer, tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me.
Jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position.
Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us. If you could see us, then you'd listen.
Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages. There's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition. There's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude, but that silly red hat just makes the fat man look outrageous.
Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping, and though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious.
You try to start a movement and you think you see improvement, but when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous. Wish for what you wish for. There's a list for
who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
You look at yourself, you're an elf, and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories.
Trends come and go, and your friends wanna know why you aren't just happy making crappy little gizmos.
Every kid knows they'll just throw this stuff away.
So we drew up a petition. We the undersigned feel undermined. Let's redefine employment.
We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage. He'll sit back while we attack the utter lack of our enjoyment.
It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders, he may
wonder where the toys went.
I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
And those were two amazing Christmas songs by... Oh, crud. I lost my spot on my script. Those were two amazing songs by the Bare Naked Ladies. Sorry about that, folks. Those songs were... What were they? They were Green Christmas, followed by Elf's Lament, featuring Michael Bublé. So, like I said, I'm kind of short on time, and I have an excess amount of songs that I want to play. It's unfortunate, but it happens, guys. It happened last week, and I went a little overtime with my last song. Some of you liked it, some of you didn't. It was a request. I had to play it. Deal with it. So, this next song, actually, goes out to
all the Spanish, like the Spanish speaking listeners that I have, the Latinos, and any of my foreign speaking listeners out there. It is Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. If you don't, if you're Canadian and you don't understand the words, there is English in it. Do not fret. You will be able to understand parts of it. And you should have already heard this song, so there shouldn't really be much of a deal about this. It is Feliz Navidad. Enjoy.
Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Feliz Navidad. Yeah, I can't sing. I know. I'm not going to try anymore. Sorry, guys. Just while the microphone's off. So, yeah, that was Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliz. I think I'm saying his name right. It's hard. It's kind of hard to read, but yeah. Next up, we have an interesting comedy song. Many people have actually requested this song because so many people play Christmas songs. Nobody plays any songs of any other religions. So, I've gotten this request. It is the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. For all the Jewish listeners I have out there, I'm not sure how many of you there are. Give me a shout out. Give me a kind of estimated number of how many there are out there. So yeah, this one goes out to you two, to you guys. It is kind of self-explanatory. It's hilarious, and you guys will understand what I mean once I start playing this song. This is Adam Sandler with the Hanukkah song. Enjoy.
Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really want to come, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah indeed to those listeners out there who celebrate Hanukkah. And Merry Christmas to all those out there who celebrate Christmas. And to those who celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa to you guys too. So, we're at that point of the show where, like last week, it is 9:30 where the show is supposed to be over, but I'm nowhere close to being done. Well, actually, I am close. I have one more song to play, but that means I'm going overtime. Oops, sorry. Anyways, so it is the end of the show, guys, unfortunately. And unfortunately, as I said earlier, I am not going to have any shows over the Christmas break. I know it sucks, but I need my break. That's all I can really say. I need a break for Christmas, for the holidays, whatever. After the holidays are over, I will have my show starting again. I will post on Facebook when exactly my first show after the holidays will be, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah, have a happy holidays to all of you out there listening. Right now, I leave you now with Sarajevo by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This has been the Jukebox, Centennial College's All Request Radio. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you after the Christmas break.